I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train, but everybody took me.
All right, this is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, here on CITR, the radio station that is broadcasting from the UBC campus in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Thanks so much to the news crew. It's exciting times in the world right now. Everyone's converging, everyone's thinking, pushing ahead, and it's going to be interesting over the weekend here in Vancouver to see how Occupy Vancouver plays out. Thanks so much, news crew, for letting us know what's going on in the world. For the next hour, though, we're going to be looking at Australian and Canadian music. And I'm going to be front-loading with the Canadian tracks today, which I do sometimes. Brand-new music, all from Vancouver, actually, today. I'm going to try to play as much local music as I can. Because in the second half of the show, or actually the second two-thirds, will be a special on the artist Tim Rogers, who is the frontman, lead singer of UMI, a fantastic rock band from Australia, currently based in Melbourne, and which is just the band's just concluding their latest tour of the United States. And I caught up with Tim Rogers, the frontman of the band, down in Portland, Oregon last month, and I've been sitting on this interview and finally got around to editing it this week, split it up into two parts, and I'm really proud to be able to broadcast that for you today at from 6:30. Tim Rogers of UMI. Before that, let's play some Canadian music. Last week I mentioned that I ran into I had a chance meeting with a young lady named Gina, who is a member of the band called the Ruffled Feathers, and I'm just been really impressed with the quality of this band. Really great understated folk pop music, I guess you'd call it. And they're playing some live gigs. They're in Kelowna as we speak, I believe. And if you like what you hear now, you'll be able to catch them at the Railway Club on the 20th October for a fundraiser for Media Democracy Day. So I'm going to be playing you... Well, last week I played you a track off the Ruffled Feathers self-titled. I'll play you a track from their EP called Lost Cities. The song's called Home. Then after that, you're going to be hearing Lightning Dust, another band from Vancouver, and a side project for Amber Weber from Black Mountain. Of course, that extraordinary band that we all know and love. And I've been slowly getting into Black Mountain. I bought their second album and been listening to it pretty religiously the last couple of weeks. So Lightning Dust is a project featuring Amber Weber, and actually, and her sister Ashley plays, I believe, in the band as well. And they've just come back from a gig in Calgary. So these next two acts, you actually will have to fight for your right to see one of them on the 20th. The Ruffled Feathers are playing at the Railway Club in Vancouver on the 20th. And on the same night, Lightning Dust is playing at the Waldorf, splitting the bill with the Hard Drugs. So there you go. I'm giving you a choice of what to do on the 20th. So this is The Ruffled Feathers with a song called Home. I hope you enjoy it. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show.
Between the sleep and black bag ecstasy. the sound from miles away. It thumped in my ear like a drum. I was picked out of everyone, so I listened on. Took me out of a passion I'd imagined and sent me out on a search. If it hadn't rained so hard that night, I could have made it to your house by one. But sometimes when you're walking alone, you feel your mind start to lose control. Vicious joke would kill me all the way home. We were running through the night so fast, but none of us could catch up to you. Day shone a little less light, so you rebuilt the moves. Taught me how to follow my shadow, could have sunk me like a stone. But the stars shine brighter in the sky than the dust from the dirt alone. But sometimes when you're walking alone, you feel your mind start to lose control. Just joke would kill me all the way
always raining and it's full of thieves. The city's all alive. it's got a terminal disease.
Hard Drugs there on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And don't forget, if you want a podcast of this show or any of the old shows from the last year and a bit, go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED. So it's Vancouver music at the front of the show here. We heard three in a row. At the top was The Ruffled Feathers, a song called Home off their debut EP. And they're playing at the Media Democracy Day fundraiser at the Railway Club on the 20th of October. And the last two bands I played are also playing on that same night. So you got a bit of a decision to make there if that's the night you want to experience some local music. Lightning Dust was the second track. That's a side project for Amber Weber from Black Mountain. And I do believe her sister Ashley also subs in and plays in that band as well. So another great band to see on the same night. They're playing at the Waldorf on the 20th with the third band that I played. That third band was called Hard Drugs. And I played you Terminal City, which is the second track off their debut album. And if you listen closely, there are a lot of references to East Vancouver in that song. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and don't forget, coming up at 6:30, if you're listening live, is a one-hour special on UMI, and more specifically, Tim Rogers, the lead singer of the band. So I'll be playing a lot of tracks from the UMI back catalogue, and towards the end, some solo work from Tim Rogers to fit with the two-part special, the interview that I recorded with Tim down in Portland. And it was really great to see a great band from Australia here in North America. It's always a real treat to be able to track them down and have a chat. So that's going to be coming up pretty soon. So between now and then, I wanted to play you a little bit of metal because, I kind of like heavy metal, and this show will always have a little bit of space in some weeks for it. I thought I'd play for you some music by Kill Matilda. That's going to be coming up right after this.
Sunday, October 16th, head down to Sip Lounge at 1117 Granville Street to make sure you don't miss the Mullion Gava album release party. These Canadian-based house producers have been a staple in the dance music scene since their inception in 2009. Not to mention, they're DJs on Abbotsford's Civil Radio. Doors are at 7, and there'll be drink specials all night.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Okay, so we're back here on Stranded, and as I said, yeah, metal. It's always good to get a little fix every now and then. Kill Matilda are a band that I've been following. They're from Vancouver, but have relocated to Montreal, as a lot of bands with ambition do, to simply to be able to play more often. And Kill Matilda has done a lot of touring around Eastern Canada and are back for a homecoming gig this Saturday at the Media Club. Kill Matilda, great female-fronted, I guess you'd call them, you know, grunge metal band. Dusty on vocals is quite a sight to behold. Puts everything, every ounce of herself into each song, I dare say. So let's listen to one of their singles called Geisha with a Switchblade. And then after that, I wanted to play you some Devin Townsend Project, another local legend, a metal legend, of course, formerly of Strapping Young Lad. And he's going to be playing he's doing a big North American tour soon. I think he's going to be playing on around the 29th of October in Vancouver. So Devin Townsend will be up after Kill Matilda. Here we go. This is what you can expect at the Media Club this weekend if you are so inclined.
Dictionary.com defines
shindig
as an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. CITR 101.9 FM defines
Shindig
as 27 bands and musicians of all styles duking it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots in a 13-week annual competition.
Shindig
2011 is underway now, with semifinals beginning November 15th and the finals set for December 6th.
Shindig
takes place every Tuesday night at the Railway Club starting at 9. With three great bands each week and audience prizes, what more could you ask for from a
Shindig?
Learn more at
shindig.citr.ca.
Okay, Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show tonight, broadcast from the UBC campus. And that was Geisha with a Switchblade, a single from Kill Matilda. And their album, I Want Revenge, has been, well, I read a quick review online, very positive. They're a local band now based out east in Montreal, where the gigs are plentiful, and they're back in town for a reunion gig here in the city of their birth, I guess you would say. And they're at the Media Club on Saturday night. So there you go. If you like some really powerful female-fronted grunge metal, you surely can't pass up Kill Matilda. And I wanted to squeeze in a track from Devin Townsend, but there wasn't quite enough time because I've really got to get this Tim Rogers special started. I've got 1 hour ahead for you for the special. So I'll get into Devin Townsend next week. Well, he's definitely a man who deserves a fair bit of airtime, I believe. So this is, for the next hour, you're going to be listening to a special on the Australian rock band UMI, formed in 1989 in Sydney by the frontman Tim Rogers. And he is an iconic Australian rock musician. If you can imagine a cross between Ray Davies and Pete Townsend and perhaps Paul Westerberg, very, very talented, very, exceptionally fine songwriter and one of the last true real rock and roll artists around in that old school sense. It was a real treat to be able to meet a childhood hero recently in Portland, Oregon, and chat with him briefly. I had my little voice recorder there and got backstage after the gig and meekly approached Tim and sat down, shared a beer with him and asked him a few questions. He was under the weather, and it's always awkward to approach someone you've admired from afar for some time, but I think I got some good questions out, and I'll see if you like what the interview turned out like. I was particularly interested in asking him about he's been quite vocal in the past about some issues with mental illness that he had early in his youth, especially studying at university. And I thought this might be a good time of year. I mean, people are under a huge amount of pressure with midterms, assignments, and to not lose hope, if you're in a tough place right now, you're studying and you feel you're completely compressed and can't see your way out, a lot of people have been there, and there's plenty of people to reach out to. And Tim actually talks a bit about that and his experience before he formed the band UMI. So I wanted to start the special for you right now. It's going to go for an hour. You're going to hear lots of great rock and roll from UMI and some solo work from Tim Rogers and my sit-down chat with him broken up into two parts. So enjoy. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show.
You're not the charts, babe.
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to citr.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
UMI is a rock band originally formed in Sydney in 1989 by Tim Rogers, principal songwriter and frontman. Tim had moved back from Sydney from his temporary home in Canberra, where he had been studying at the Australian National University. The band gigged a lot around Sydney and eventually formed a more solid lineup with Andy Kent on bass and current drummer Russell Hopkinson, who joined the fold after the recording of their first album.
The band went from strength to strength in the early days, having met Lee Ronaldo of Sonic Youth and having Lee Ronaldo record their last EP and first album, Sound As Ever, which came out in 1993. We're going to feature a few tracks now from that album, Sound As Ever. First up, here is Berlin Chair, which was the hit single.
If half of what I'm saying, think what I'm saying is true. Take this.
seem to break the hold of every clown that's come before us and every story that's yet to be told. And even though the paint's not dry yet, there's someone with their tongue hanging out. Cause something sour don't taste so bad when you can muzzle someone needs to shout. And everyone who's watching now at the movie that's always rerun can throw and laugh and stick in the pen, cause we're overrated or loud or we're young. And anyone who's looking out just waiting for tall guys to fall can rest assured in blankets now that nobody can be that small. Ringing round the courthouse now, we're lying naked and ugly and cold. Don't play around the edge, just play me something that's dusted and old. And when we're lying crying defenseless, you'll be sure that you get in and lay. Cause something sad don't taste so bad, and I'll be forgetting you every day. And everyone who's watching now at the movie that's always rerun can throw and laugh and stick in the pen, cause we're overrated or loud or we're young. And everyone who's looking out just waiting for tall guys to fall can rest assured in blankets now that nobody can be that small. Nobody can be that small. Nobody can be that small. Nobody can be that small.
And we're back on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, with the Tim Rogers and UMI special. Coming up soon will be the two-part interview that I recorded with Tim Rogers at the Mississippi Studios in Portland, Oregon, just last month. You heard three tracks there from the debut album by UMI, which came out in 1993. Berlin Chair started the set. Of course, Berlin Chair was the big hit single, and it was actually voted in 1999 by listeners of the national broadcasting network Triple J in Australia as the best song of the 90s for any Australian release. After that, you heard the other single called Adam's Ribs and a quieter number called Ordinary, featuring just Tim and the guitar. And later in the show, we'll also be featuring some of Tim Rogers' solo work. But right now, some more from the band UMI, which Tim fronts. UMI has completed 9 full-length albums since 1993, including the self-titled release from last year. The band's second release, Hi-Fi Way, came out in 1995 and was also recorded by Lee Ranaldo of Sonic Youth in New York City in the United States. The album reached number 1 on the Australian local charts at the time and is still regarded as a highly influential release. In October 2010, Hi-Fi Way was listed at number 8 in the book 100 Best Australian Albums. The album was the first release to feature Russell Hopkinson on drums and featured the singles Kathy's Clown, Jewels and Bullets, and Purple Sneakers. Let's hear the track Kathy's Clown right now. We'll be right back.
City I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
You're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And don't forget, you can catch the podcast of this show and any show by going to Google and typing in OZSTRANDED. And hitting enter, and the first thing will come up is the show blog with set lists, podcasts, and video clips each week. This week is the special on rock band UMI, and of course the frontman, Tim Rogers. You just heard there three tracks from the classic 1995 album from UMI called Hi-Fi Way. I played you the three singles from the album, Kathy's Clown, Jewels and Bullets, and Purple Sneakers. I recently caught up with frontman of UMI, Tim Rogers, down in Portland, Oregon, at the Mississippi Studios Club, just after their gig. Tim was a little under the weather that night, but still gave me a few minutes of his time backstage, and it was really great to meet an iconic Australian musician. I asked him, first of all, about his connection with Canada, and a curious article I found online about UMI playing with Nickelback way back in the day.
I just wanted to ask you first about your history of the band with Canada, whether you guys have toured up there before, and any connections you might have up there. I know you're playing with Sloan pretty soon.
Yeah, we toured up there more years ago with a couple of folks. We knew that when we passed the border from train station and then getting over the border, that the beer was better and that the people kind of anyone that we'd meet would understand a sense of humour a little more. So very, very affectionate about Canada. And obviously haven't been there a lot at all. But the memories remain very deep.
Yeah, I actually saw a review online from many years ago. You actually toured. You played a show with Nickelback in Vancouver, and you blew them off the stage. And it was a funny pairing to play with the Nickelback. I don't know if you remember that. But
no, I think that phrase blowing them off the stage is really inappropriate. I mean, we did what we did, and they did what they did, and it's that you I think after, you know, I've been playing in a band for 24 something years, and it really, you don't go on to blowing on stage, and then obviously we didn't that night. It was just that we had a different sound that appealed to the reviewer. But yeah, those situations, you know, playing with a band like Nickelback then, I mean, obviously they were playing clubs then, and when they proceed on and become really big acts, it does give you an odd chance at reflection, or you know, think, oh, you know, what happens to folks? And you know, we've been lucky and unlucky enough to be in the company of people that have done extremely, extremely well for themselves. And what we've learnt though is that it doesn't necessarily bring you any great joy or happiness or togetherness, and so we kind of just concentrate on what keeps us going and keeps us in keeps us thin.
And doing what you do best. And I'm wondering about your initial connection to United States as well, and with, I know your first album you recorded in Minneapolis, and I know you were influenced a little bit by the Replacements and that music scene there, and it must have been quite an amazing experience to initially connect with that world there. Wondering how that first came about, that first album actually recording in America.
Well, I think the connection with America, I mean, my connection with the States was had a little bit of fan history with that part of the country, and but for the rest of the band at the time, they didn't at all. They weren't as slavish as I was about the region. We recorded in Minneapolis because the producer of that record, Lee Rinaldo, who kind of dear friend of ours, suggested it. For me, it was a really big deal, but to record at Pachyderm, and these other things happened. It was the Nirvana just did In Utero, a Pachyderm, that was the record before that we got in there as well. I think that then, though, that at the time when information wasn't so readily available and automatic, that we were just pretty wide-eyed and happy to be in America. As grumpy and misanthropic as we can often come across, that America for us holds a musical history, a literary history, poetic history, and future as well. You know, I think the best gig I've ever seen in my life was Halloween Map Room in Memphis, and I was just there by chance and saw these little kids, little three-piece fucking punk band throwing themselves around with such ridiculous abandon that I promised to myself then, and it was maybe about 2001, I'd never think the same way again about making rock and roll, that, you know, to not be so fucking serious about it. So I felt such joy. I guess you're never too old to keep learning
and to be inspired. And it reminds me of the Rolling Stones. I'm reading the Keith Richards bio and how they were initially in Britain really being blues purists and really trying to transport that American sound to a different audience, and there's definitely something here in this part of the world that rock and roll purists can hook into and be inspired by.
Well, the thing about I reviewed in the Keith book for a big newspaper at home, and the only thing that disappoints me about it is that I love the writing about with him as regards to music, but that it seems to stop at a certain point, and everyone's got to get their own thing and their own, you know, journey or whatever. But I like to, if I'm making out or really want something that's going to hit me, there's 10 records I'll go to, But there are other extremities of emotion, and hear really, really good things every day. I mean, not consistently, but new things, old things, guy on the street. And just when you bring up that mention of Keith, my only fear is becoming a crotchety old man, you know, because I fear that for my own dad. I want him to die in wonderment and fascinated. And so, you know, I don't actively go out and search for new music or new things, but there's no problem. I mean, I live in Melbourne, man. Melbourne's there's always amazing stuff out there. Even if you hate it, at least it's inspiring, you know?
Yeah. And there's just so much amazing music around and people who will support it as well.
Yeah.
you're the best.
Know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
And we're back with Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and the special on UMI and frontman Tim Rogers. You just heard the first part of my interview that I recorded with Tim, the lead singer and songwriter from the band, down in Portland, Oregon, after they played a gig just last month. You also heard there three tracks from UMI. Two of the tracks were from the Convicts album from 2006. You heard I'm a Mess, and the single It Ain't Funny How We Don't Talk Anymore. And we also heard a single off the Dilettantes album from 2008. The track was called Bio Guest. Tim Rogers has been quite vocal publicly about his struggles with mental illness as a youth prior to him forming UMI in 1989. During a nationally televised TV interview with commentator Andrew Denton, Tim explained that he had been diagnosed with schizophrenic episodes during his time studying law at the ANU in Canberra. I studied that same degree at the same university in Canberra and struggled greatly myself with periods of depression due to the high workload. I often wondered what it would be like to talk to Tim about this experience. I think it's a great time right now during midterm exams here at the University of British Columbia to talk about this issue and play the response that Tim gave me to my questioning about this period of his life. Tim explains that no matter what you might be going through during the compression of your life, during intense periods of study, it's always worth reaching out to people who have been through a similar experience.
And one of the questions I always wanted to ask you was about your transition from Canberra into Sydney. I actually went to the ANU there and experienced maybe similar things to what you experienced when you were studying there, and I always wanted to ask you about your transition from that life into your true nature in what you're doing now. And
I got very ill when I was studying, became very mentally ill. It was unfortunately a difficult time. I was trying to work, and I was working put myself to the university and studies, but I became very sick. So,
yeah, I relate to that. I went through a similar experience myself in that exact same environment, and so your music actually helped me to make sense of what I was going through. So it's always been great to keep up and see what you guys are doing and be inspired.
Well, I think that it's important for particularly for adolescent and early 20s mental health to for any crisis point. Sometimes all it takes is for someone to hear that someone else has been through it. That with a little bit of
self-awareness.
I don't necessarily think it's taking care or too much talking. Just to know that someone else has been through similar experiences, and it's massaging someone through those experiences, When you come through the other end, it's almost like you've got this far more heightened sense of awareness or being, or to have that sense of empathy. It's almost like you feel privileged for having gone through it.
Mm. and for yourself, music was a crucial part of breaking through into a stronger, healthier way of being. And
Music wasn't. Music literature was more. I'm not a big reader, but literature is a more. Music takes me off into places where, you know, drinking more and more and dance. So, it's always been the more devilish aspects of the, dancing being the great release and the great. That's the good. Music's it's been a weird one. I've got a strange relationship with music, which I don't quite understand. Writing and reading and more esoteric pursuits, but you know, music. I don't know. I just always think about, you know, making out and you know, and then real romance and, you know what, you kind of think that you're going to get to a stable point because when you kind of get pursue the things that you love. And they're always going to drive you nuts. So I think to follow any kind of passion, whether it's romance or music or whatever.
Yeah, that's really interesting to learn. I hadn't realised that literature was a big part of your life as well, and still to this day, and informs lyric writing. Or
it's more the pursuit of it. I don't, you know, read a lot, or I try to, because out of love, you know, it's like if the person I love is a writer and a reader, and I want to be more like her, so it makes me want to be a better person. And yeah. So, it's, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thanks so much for the insights. And I'm curious about the next steps from here, Tim, with the band. Are you back in Australia recording pretty soon? Having a break?
We can't take a break. No, we're back touring. And
Cold Chisel, that's right. I saw that on the website.
Yeah, it'll be all right. Now we've got so much going on individually. Theatre shows, writing stuff. You know,
The Temperance Union, is that getting back together at all?
Yeah, I start a record the day I get home, actually. Yeah.
Oh, great. Well, definitely look forward to that.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. I was doing all those things which I used to hate the worst. I was listening to Joni Mitchell and I was tucking in my shirt. Now I smiled like a puppet dog who's scratching all his fleas. I lit right down to the bone and it wouldn't even hurt. That I remember, yeah, and there's the things that I forget, like the color of your eyes and the time that we first met. But I always take the time out and it's hurting more and more to feel my heart jump out of my chest when I'm knocking at your door. Big old dog, he sure acts like a cat. The more you want it, won't add up that I'm drinking sweet bubbles from a paper cup. I know who you are and you've been so good to me so far. That's me, all we wanted to stay around. After all the after dinner drinks have been put down. So good to me so far.
crap I talk. But I never saw it coming, I just couldn't see that morning rain.
When you're sad, when you're sad, but not because. I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we've reached the end of the Stranded special on UMI and Tim Rogers, and the two-part interview I recorded with Tim Rogers at the Mississippi Studios in Portland, Oregon. Thanks so much for listening. You just heard some solo work there by Tim Rogers. First was the track called You've Been Good to Me So Far from the What Rhymes with Cars and Girls album, 1999, and also a single off the Luxury of Hysteria albums from 2007. The song was called When You're Sad. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and I'm going to leave you with the classic called The Paragon Cafe. This is by Tim Rogers. It's a live version of this classic song. Bye for now.
It's one of those songs you wish you never had to write. We said goodbye to a friend yesterday, the kind of man that the wind takes away. You're something like a hurricane, could take all hope from a face. I heard about it from his best friend. I could hear his heart breaking as he told me about the end. Something so inevitable for someone so unforgettable. It's gonna only take 9 hours, yeah, if you take the Hume Highway and stop in for a cup of joe at the Paragon Cafe. At the Paragon Cafe. I stopped off around the capital town, thought I'd stop and spend the night and throw a couple down, and I wound up on a toilet floor bleeding. It just seemed so appropriate somehow. I kept expecting you, man, to pop up any time. Hey Rogers, you cunt, make mine a big black pint. I guess that's gonna happen when you had those eyes that sparkle like highway neon signs. Take 9 hours, yeah, if you take the Hume Highway and stop in for some raisin toast at the Paragon Cafe. Yeah, the Paragon Cafe. Listen up, man, I'll tell you, everybody, they scrubbed up so clean. I guess funerals will do that. The shock leaves a sheen. Oh, man, the faces that came on out. It was like the Annandale Hotel in 1993. And then your mum, dad and Pete made some hell of a speech about the life you crammed in, so short and sweet, and how you used to bowl a real good fast one as a greeting to every new foreign street. So it was Guinness at 11 with some kind of schnapps confection, and stories so fucking funny from every direction, till there was a silence and someone choked, and like dominoes of one, everyone broke. So that was my cue to go, yeah? To scream at the row. Nothing but volume and too many smokes. What the hell do you do when the lights you've been following just fall off and trail to nowhere? Do you just give up and cave in? I'll tell you what, Saturday night in Brisbane, got a fucking lot of good people around here. You're about to see Evan Dando, the best country soul singer in the world. No way, baby. Let's go. Viva! It's gonna only take 9 hours, yeah, if you take the Hume Highway. She sells sanctuary, singing me off at down the Paragon. That coffee toast and that waitress, man, she never smiles to cure this long and lonely tribe. Make some sense out of this damn day down the Paragon Cafe. At the Paragon Cafe. Oh, I'm getting lost.
face. I looked them dead up in they face. I never heard them, none of that. Soon as I win, let's run it back. I run on feelings, fuck your facts. Deception is the truest act. With poise, I twirl the bluest lack. Dougie hold the ooh sacks. I danced and moved to play the back. I dip, she asked him, who was that?
I ain't show up, I just showed up. Greet my peoples, fill they cup. Transmit heat on pillows, plush, I mean it though.
I lean and flow, I gleam and glow. I'm clean and oh, you betcha that I get it, bro. Inside the glow, just not for show. Three beans, purples, indigo. Catchy, yes, but trendy, no. Never fiend or scheming, no. That's beneath Barbara Jean on spring with Poe. I never seem to know.
Gumbies come from his arsenal.
Up or don't toss it at all.
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 Yeah, up or don't toss it at all. Philosophy is cootian, both musically and bitch-wise too. I lost the best beat that I had. Now my heart just smash and dash. Warm inside, I catch a cabbage. Barring out, I'm to the lab. These robots grant us internets. Program racist sequences. Don't compare my beat with his. He ain't up off these streets, we slid. I'm free. Shit, you know I'm free. Nigga, I'm free. Yeah, you know I'm free. Shit, I'm free to be a slave to all these things I can't escape. Trapped inside imaginations, tickling at my face. You know I'm free. Bitch, you know I'm free. Baby girl, I'm free. Yeah, you know I'm free. Look here, I'm free. Yeah, free to chain my will onto the wings of my instinct and wander around this box. I'm inextricably linked. You know I'm. Some stuff that holds me down to capture my desire, fashion out of this a crown. You know I'm free. Shit, you know I'm free. Pig, you know I'm free. Montana niggas, I'm free. I never leave, I'm super free. To fill my smiles up with the tears that I forgot and haunt myself beside this pretty ghost that float my heart. You know I'm free.
Stronger dose, a king at leisure time. So,
So your grace of mine. Ball. Dope is lace, fantasticized. Gang signs poised to hang them high. Ooh, swing up. Oh yeah, that's my guy. The forecast heat with chance to blast. Hustle though, sure don't seem fast. My kiss, my list, my dreams, my stats. Searching things need not be asked. Bars down, then go ice the guards. Touch the hood and go kiss granny. Catch